I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 6th, 2026. Kentucky's second largest newspaper is suing Governor Andy Beshear, as Lisa Autry reports the Lexington Herald Leader wants access to his official calendar.
The lawsuit seeks to overturn a 1995 appeals court ruling that classifies the governor's schedule as a preliminary document exempt from disclosure under the Kentucky Open Records Act. The challenge comes as Beshear rises within the National Democratic Party and flirts with a run for president in 2028. Since winning a second term as governor in 2023, Beshear has traveled across the country, appearing at Democratic events, party fundraisers, and late-night TV. The Herald Leader's interim executive director says Beshear's travels raise the question of who is leading Kentucky in his absence. In a statement, the governor's office says it hasn't been served with the lawsuit, but maintained the law clearly exempts Beshear's schedule from open records. His office noted that while he was Kentucky Attorney General, Beshear upheld the same standard used by then-Governor Matt Bevin. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Kentucky's congressional delegation had a mixed reaction to the Trump administration's invasion of Venezuela and removal of its president over the weekend. Congressman Morgan McGarvey, the only Democrat in Kentucky's delegation, criticized the move. He cited Trump's claims that American companies would take over the country's vast oil reserves.
The president said the quiet part out loud. He said, we are doing this for oil, that we're going to go in and take over. We're going to bring oil companies in with us. He's not even hiding it. That's maybe the astonishing thing here.
The military incursion also received criticism from GOP Representative Thomas Massie, who said it was not authorized by Congress. Other Republican members stood by Trump's decision. Senator Mitch McConnell said the attack was authorized, while Congressman Andy Barr said the president's critics should be ashamed of themselves. A motion filed by the defense team of former Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins looks to replace the judge presiding over the murder case. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
Steins is on trial for the alleged murder of former Letcher County Judge Kevin Mullins in 2024. Steins admitted in December to shooting Mullins in his chambers. His defense team argues Judge Chris Corin could have personal ties to the case, which would keep him from making an impartial ruling. A court filing says a video from a Kentucky Judicial Commission committee meeting shows Corin and Mullins sitting together a week before the shooting. Steins' lawyers are pursuing an insanity defense, arguing he lacked the capacity to intend to shoot Mullins. Last month, Corin denied their motion to unseal a mental health evaluation. In the new filing, the defense argues it includes findings that conflict with Corin's professional knowledge of Mullins. Last month, a scheduled hearing for Steins was postponed by Corin without a reason given. I'm Shepard Snyder.
Healthcare company Addiction Recovery Care is no longer moving forward with a deal that would have it purchased by Athema Health Corporation. Athema signed a letter of intent to buy ARC's Kentucky facility last October. The company also owns IRA Kentucky, which operates rehab centers across the state. Addiction Recovery Care is the state's largest addiction recovery provider, with facilities mostly in eastern Kentucky. A press release from Athema says both companies have mutually decided not to move forward with the buyout. That comes as the FBI is investigating Addiction Recovery Care for potential healthcare fraud. ARC also laid off hundreds of employees and closed 9 facilities last year. The treatment provider says those cutbacks are because of reimbursement cuts to Medicaid by insurance companies and aren't related to the federal investigation. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.